Hey, it's Highway Radio. Josh Bell is here to talk about movies.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Josh, doing good?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. New Terminator movie.
My name is Sarah Connor, but I changed the future. Saved 3 billion lives. Enough of a resume for you?
No. You may have changed the future, but you didn't change our fate.
Never seen one like you before. Almost human.
I am human. Just enhanced.
Sarah!
I can see you're very upset.
This seems like a Terminator movie.
It indeed is a Terminator movie. It is the sixth Terminator movie. But it, in the tradition or in the trend that we have now, it ignores previous sequels to take on directly the first two Terminator movies. So if you saw the third, fourth, and fifth Terminator movies, pretend you didn't.
Right.
I guess if you go see this one.
And that's probably pretty good because those were kind of awful, right?
Yeah, I kind of like the third one, honestly, but the fourth and fifth ones definitely were pretty bad. And this allows them to bring back not only Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has been in most of the movies anyway, but also Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor, who hasn't been in any of the movies since Terminator 2 and was in fact killed off screen in Terminator 3. But forget again.
Right.
Don't pretend you didn't see that. And now she's back. It is years after Judgment Day was averted in Terminator 2, and now we have a new future with, but of course the machines still kill everybody, and it didn't really get averted. And so the Terminators send back, once again, they want to kill somebody who's going to be important to the Resistance, and so Natalia Reyes plays this new target of the Terminator, the evil Terminator played by Gabriel Luna, and then she's protected by this human robot hybrid or enhanced human kind of thing played by Mackenzie Davis. And then, of course, also by Sarah Connor, who is still this kind of hardened warrior like we saw her in Terminator 2. And Arnold Schwarzenegger shows up probably about halfway through the movie. He has a smaller role playing a variation on the Terminator. I don't want to say too much, but kind of similar to the role that he played in the last one, in the fifth one, that nobody liked. But
well, I'm getting the feeling people kind of like this one. How do you feel about
it? It's not bad. I mean, I think Terminator 2 is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Wow. Okay.
And I just think it's one of the, like, a perfect sci-fi action movie. And this is a decent enough blockbuster action movie. I don't think there's the resonance and really the wider scope of the story. But if you like Terminators, and especially if you're disappointed with the last few, I think this is about as good as you could hope for. It's nice to see Linda Hamilton back. Schwarzenegger has some fun one-liners. There's some all right action. It's from the director of Deadpool. Some decent special effects. It's fine for what it is, but it probably wasn't necessary.
1 to 5 stars, how many?
I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
Okay, not bad coming from Josh Bell. Check Josh at joshbellhateseverything.com. Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.